The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hey, it's Andy, and welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Don't forget, flyhawk.com, your chance to trial a new kit in their 3D kit designer. There's hoodies, there's netballs as well. Flyhawk.com. On this podcast, I've been speaking to Kat Ratnapala, Saracens Mavericks, currently in fifth at the moment, and she's been telling me how she feels the season's gone so far.
This weekend has probably come at a very good time for everybody. It has been fast and furious, obviously travelling up to Wakefield, etc. for a lot of the teams. It's come at a great time for us just to meet halfway, and just over halfway, I guess, of playing one extra game. Take stock, as you say. Take a little bit of a breath before we kind of take the next step of hitting London. But it's been absolutely phenomenal, the first kind of half of the season. The work that England Netball have done and Super League and Sky have done to create the opportunity for us to play has just been phenomenal. So I can't thank everybody that's been involved enough. I'll be honest, I was one of the few people at the beginning of the season saying, really, we can't be playing, this isn't going to be happening, you know, and everything else, and oh, you're going to be safe. But the mitigating risk that everybody's taken to make it as safe as possible has been huge. And obviously we do lap flow tests twice a week from the league. We have our temperatures taken every time that we go into the venue. The venue just looks phenomenal on Sky, and it's really showcased netball into its finest. And what an exciting opportunity to be there and play in. And just looking forward to the travel being a little bit less for us this second half of the season.
Maybe we underestimate the work that goes on behind the scenes as well, obviously COVID protocols as well. I saw a photo on Twitter, I think it was the other day, where there's big massive stairwells.
There are massive stairwells, and we did have a laugh with Brittany about that when we were in the top changing room. Obviously there's limited changing rooms and spaces available for the teams, etc. And again, you know, we have to have our own secure changing rooms and clean changing rooms. So yeah, for us to be travelling up four flights of stairs before, obviously you can't use a lift because that's out of action. But yeah, maybe
one person at a time.
Yeah, it was a good few flights of stairs up, and there was no way of going back up there at half time or anything else. I definitely don't think that would have been a positive message for me to give to any of the players. But yeah, so we just sat by the court or round the back, and Perform Better had done a fantastic job of providing, you know, bands, etc., and activation stuff, as well as other gym equipment behind the scenes. So it was an amazing outfit, and to be honest, I will definitely miss Wakefield in many ways, not in some others, but they put on a fantastic show, and the venue was, as I say, absolutely phenomenal and looked great on TV as well, which is the main thing.
It is, yeah. It's maybe wrong for me to single players out, but how about Anne-Marie?
Yeah. Anne-Marie is, bless her, she's come in. We haven't had any pre-season at all because of her international commitments to South Africa. So I think for somebody to come in, and it doesn't matter how experienced you are, but come in and be thrown in literally at the deep end. She came in, she trained with us a couple of times, then unfortunately picked up COVID while she was over here, so we was in isolation. And then joined us in, I think, round four, I think it was, of Super League. So has played no pre-season, has been thrown in massively at the deep end. We haven't had a huge amount of time to train with her before the start of the season. So has definitely been thrown into a performance environment where there's no time for, you know, let up. There's no time for understanding your players and getting to know them and getting to know range or anything else. It's just literally she's been thrown in. And she's taken everything in her stride, and she's such a professional athlete that there's definitely more to come from her. And we're excited to get that out of her.
Huge credit for Georgia and Steph at the best of times, but how they've managed to cope with franchise and alongside the work as well.
They have been absolute rocks. They really have. And to do the work that they do, I think for all of the NHS workers generally, is they've had a massive task under their hands at the moment and dealing with COVID. But for, again, all of the NHS workers within Super League, they've not only done their full-time job and more, and then come along and been able to keep up their training, keep up their skill level and perform on court as well. So they've been under a huge amount of stress, and I just can't thank everybody enough again for all of the NHS workers, for all of the work that they've done during these COVID times. I think we've been hit pretty hard from a Super League perspective and from a franchise perspective, with loved ones unfortunately losing their lives to COVID or suffering the consequences of their ill effects of contracting COVID. So but those two in particular have just been amazing athletes and amazing supportive network as well around them. So can't thank them enough.
All around a great team performance. I think you mentioned to Hannah from Sky the other day, when just highlighting some of the efforts that Gabby put in, and when you get performances like that, it's no wonder we hear Ebony's screams of delight.
funny noises from Ebony sometimes, bless her, and no, it's great. She's doing a great job on Sky, and all the commentators are doing a great job. I think for us to highlight the positives coming out of the game, I think, is really important. There's so many athletes doing a fantastic job out there, and I think we're all our worst critics, so to be able to have some praise from some of the commentators is obviously nice, but it's obviously not what we're all about. We're all about just doing a job for the team, and I think there's definitely some unsung heroes within our squad, and Gaz Marshall is definitely one of those, who goes about her business and works so hard for her team tirelessly. And I think sometimes you're overlooked when you're playing with other players that have got so much flair and so much excitement, and sometimes that draws your eye. So it's a team game, but there's definitely players stepping up, and we need all seven of them to step up, and all 15 really, to step up and keep on delivering time and time again from a training perspective, but also delivering on the court as well.
Speaking of some of those players, maybe Aaliyah and Beth as well.
Absolutely. Aaliyah is our intercepting queen at training. She's ridiculous. The amount of ground that she can cover and the ball that she ends up with is just phenomenal. And she's such an exciting player and athlete. And the same for Beth as well. They've got a long journey ahead of them, which is really exciting. And they're definitely learning their craft within training. And when they're given the opportunity on court, they're definitely stepping up and delivering as well. So I'm really excited by where they've come from, where they're going, and they're definitely two athletes to watch for the future. And also Bella Bayliss as well, so young, so much opportunity in front of her, but to have her debut and opportunities against the likes of Jay Clark, etc. as well, from a Super League perspective, is fantastic for her development too.
That game against Sirens was a draw for the neutral, a really good match just to sit down and enjoy some of the benefits of watching the league. What did you make of it? You could have easily nicked it.
To be honest, I think there's been a few games that I've been disappointed that we couldn't deliver more. As I said before, it's not excuses. Sirens definitely took that game to us, and some other games as well that obviously didn't go our way. It's making sure that we're controlling the controllables, but also we have to take stock and take responsibility for what's going out on court. And I think, you know, due to COVID and due to the changes with injuries and everything else, which again all teams have had to encounter and get through, it's really important that we did just make sure that we were taking care of what was in front of us and not read into anything too much or overthink things. Sirens are a solid team that have been together for quite a few years now. Mm-hmm. They've got some really experienced coaches with the likes of Kaz, Akko, and Tamzin, and they've got a really solid squad, and so it wasn't a shock that they brought that performance out against us, and it wasn't a shock that we needed to step up and deliver more. So for us, I think it is all about timing, and I said at the start of the season it's going to be the survival of the fittest and who's going to have their strongest squad able to play out on court. And unfortunately it hasn't worked in our favour for a lot of this season so far, but I'm hoping that we can all get back onto court and yeah, and rights and wrongs of the second half of the season.
Some of the games online have been attracting around about 3,000 views a game now. Maybe a bit early to say, but what are your thoughts on this and how we carry this into next season?
Oh, I think there's a huge amount of work to be done of just the commercial elements of Super League and the opportunities of where we can take it. I think definitely the interest is there from people wanting to watch the games, etc. It's just how accessible it is. And obviously YouTube is very accessible. My daughter was sitting in the car watching it on the way back. So, you know, there's ways that people can watch the game, and yeah, it's fantastic that it is so accessible at the moment, and the opportunities of making it more professional is definitely growing. So, yeah, I guess watch this space of England's next plans, and I'm sure they're in talks with Sky and everything for next year as well already, just to make sure that we can hopefully cement and build on the success that it has been this year.
And you'll have access to Huddle on the way back, but how, with the game being on YouTube as well, you and Cam can maybe review things at a much quicker pace.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think again, that professionalism of just being able to watch and either block out or turn the volume down, I guess, of what other people are saying, and making sure that we're staying true to ourselves. I think it's been really important this year, and as I said in some of my interviews, it's people haven't spoken the kindest about us sometimes, and that's okay, and that's their opinion, and that's what they're paid to do. The biggest thing for us is to make sure that we're staying true to ourselves and we're putting out a performance. And I think, as I say, a lot of people don't know what's going on behind closed doors. And again, it's not excuses, but it is the reality of what we're going through, the players are going through, teams are going through, etc. And yeah, they're only human at the end of the day. So everybody's trying to put their best foot forward. And yeah, they're all doing a great job. And I think it's important for us to keep on the small wins and keep pushing forward. But yeah, definitely Huddle's working for us, and it always has and it always will do. And I'm clipping lots of stuff for the players. But equally, the opportunity to watch the games back on YouTube or watch opposition, etc., has been vital as well.
The challenges then, as we head into that second half, what are some of the things you and Cam have been looking at without giving the game away?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, anybody on their given day, if the teams are playing well, then anyone can take anyone. And I think the margins between the teams this year is growing less and less, which makes it more exciting competition, obviously, for everyone to be tuning in and to watching, which is great. I think for us, it's, as I say, just making sure that we are developing and growing those partnerships and giving the players opportunity and time to settle. I don't think you've seen the really where we can go, and I think a lot of people have been saying, you know, we're on second gear at the moment and we need to really drive forward, and we absolutely do. But again, with having no pre-season, with having no opportunities to really embed some stuff in prior to the start of the season, just doing international fixtures, the Legends series, etc., it has made it challenging, and obviously COVID as well has made it challenging. So I'm looking forward to just building on performances on the start and the first half of the season, and really taking them forward to the second, and taking some stuff home and coming away with some confident performances.
A lot of people will maybe be a little bit interested in how Super League as a whole is dealing with training at the moment. You're all getting together maybe day or two beforehand.
Yeah, so we're still training. We've been really lucky in the University of Hertfordshire has stayed open during all these COVID times, so we've been really lucky to be able to continue to train, and we've been training between 2 and 4 times a week, just to make sure that the players are getting what they need and access to performance hearts as well, with Fiona Scott and her team, which has been fantastic. So for us, it's making sure that we are still doing everything that we can on the training court. We've actually had to cancel all umpires in our training, just because, again, of the COVID protocols, and making sure that we're doing, again, everything that we can to mitigate and try and limit all of the risks associated with COVID, and obviously all the training partners as well. So we've had the 15 players, which if you're carrying injuries or anything else, then obviously that number decreases, but we can't bring anyone else in. So it was making sure that we're making the most out of our training times and really cementing some stuff in training. But yeah, we're still very much being on the court still and trying to put in as much work as we can do before hitting the games. And yeah, it definitely has made a difference. Obviously, if anybody contracts COVID, then you need to have, really it's probably about 3 weeks until you can come back to playing, just because of the return to play protocols and making sure that obviously they're safe and in their best place to do so and to get back onto court. So it's a long process to get back in after COVID, and that's again something that we've been managing. So it's been a very different year this year. I think I could write a book after it. There's been a lot of challenges, a lot of changes kind of going
netball
through.
Netball books, but, they'll never catch on.
You say that. So we'll see. Hopefully that the second half of the season, as I say, with COVID becoming less now and we've learned some lessons and some hard lessons in the first half of the season, that we can take that forward to the second half.
Fifth at the minute, crazy question. Is it the kind of place you wanted to be?
If we had have got the win against Sirens, and if we had have got the win against Wasps, then obviously I think that we would have been lying in third place in the leadership table. And to be honest, the leadership table in the first half of the season, we've got the second half still to go, so there's still a lot of games to get through before we're really looking at that top four place. But we've always said that top four place is where we want to be headed, and then we'll work from there as soon as we get to it. So yeah, definitely not where we want to be. We wanted to make sure that we were cementing a bit more as a squad before now, but it's taken its time and its toll with the changes, as I say, and the needs of the squad. So hopefully we can have a positive rest of the season and we'll go from there.
A lot of interviews and maybe just focus on Super League, but maybe a word on the positivity from the NPL at the minute.
Yeah, can't wait for the NPL to get back training and just all of the pathway, like the messages that have been coming through from our competition coaches group and all of our coaches group, it's so lovely to get the players back on to training. And the players and the coaches have been fantastic about just trying to think outside the box and thinking about opportunities and ways that we can keep the players motivated and keep them moving, etc. But it has been really, really tough. And I know, even with my kids, when school's on Zoom and then clubs are on Zoom, it can get a bit much, really. So just really can't wait to get them all back onto court and playing. And just seeing all of the pathway back into training mode is great. So they're starting off in their bubbles and then they're progressing through, and then obviously the competition as well, which is fantastic. And again, all hats off to England Netball and all of the franchises to be able to get that back alive.
And a thanks to your team as well.
Oh, Sachelle Grant and all of her team of, I was going to say merry men, but they're merry ladies. but they've been absolutely amazing. But they are such a supportive network, and they really are a family, a true family, of all just collaborating and getting together and supporting each other and sharing workload and sharing ideas. It's been a real team effort from everybody. So yeah, massive thank you to everybody within Mavericks for helping and supporting and getting us through this next stage.
This weekend we're going to see George starting in the ANZ, and you'll be used to getting up at 4 o'clock, travelling back and forwards to Wakefield. So you maybe a message for her, maybe keeping an eye on it?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to see George in playing. It's a long time coming, and I think there was a lot of, is she going to be able to go? Is she going to be able to get out there and everything else with COVID? And I'm made up for her, and she's making us all very jealous with the sun that she's got. Although the sun's shining here today, she's making us very jealous with the beautiful background and scenery and everything else in New Zealand. And I can't wait to see her out on court. She's obviously hasn't had a huge amount of pre-season or anything else with the squad, but I'm sure she's going to fly. She's an absolute credit to everything that she's put in, all the hard work and dedication that she's given over the years. And just looking forward to seeing her perform.
What's the thoughts then, heading into that second half, game at a time, as we have said time and time before?
Absolutely, yeah. It has to be one game at a time, and the margins between the squads have definitely reduced and got tighter. And obviously, we've played Stars again now, so that's the second time that we've played them this season. We've got Rhinos coming up next after their bye weekend. We know each and every game has got its challenges, and it's really for us just to make sure that we're really clear with that way to win against these teams now. And as I say, unfortunately, it is all about, you know, the 3 points and making sure that we are getting the most out of each and every game, but equally that we're still building as well. So for us, it's making sure that we're really clear with the squad and the squad are really clear with where we're going and how we can move forward. So yeah, each game at a time and making sure we go through the processes for each and every game as well.
In a previous podcast this season, we've spoken to Ben Lumley. Have you enjoyed the work he's been producing this season?
Ben and Morgan as well, both of them have been absolutely phenomenal with the work that they are literally non-stop working from the first game to the last game, and then they stay up editing and everything else, and the work that they've put in behind the scenes is absolutely phenomenal. And yeah, it's all credit to all of the work and the visionary as well. They're such creative shots, and again, just putting netball into that more professional light and getting some really, you know, they're really, really capturing the moments in the pictures. So yeah, fantastic work, and more of the same in Copperbox.
Kat, thanks again, and really good to hear your voice properly without being shielded with a face covering.
Although some might disagree with you.
Have you ever pulled a little face behind the mask on a question?
Never.
Honest.
And people can't see me chewing as well, so that's a benefit too.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.